I feel that soil health is going to be, in this generation, as important to agriculture as no-till was, say, in the 70s and 80s. Soil health is not exactly what everybody thinks it is. Really, what we're trying to do is promote getting away from the critters that live in the soil when you have a monoculture such as corn or soybeans, and putting cover crop type of things out there that are mixed in such a way that we increase the diversity of critters that are in the soil. And that diversity will help the soil hold more moisture for the farmers. It will help with water quality, and hopefully it will reduce the amount of nutrients that farmers need to produce the same amount of production as they have in the past.
But he also knows no matter where you farm or what crops you grow, soil health is key to any operation and the longevity of the soil itself.
There are certainly site-specific differences throughout the country. And, we're the umbrella organization. The state associations are very important to help their local districts. But we're all have to work together as a team. The locals, that's the backbone. If they're not doing their job, the state association, the national, won't be as strong as they need to be. So it's locally led means a lot to me and means a lot to our organization.
The National Association of Conservation Districts is the nonprofit organization that represents America's 3,000 conservation districts and the 17,000 men and women who serve on their governing boards. To learn more, just go to nacdnet.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.